we were generated out of Christ, that we are seed of Christ.
What does the Bible say about it? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip, accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 3, tells us that we were generated out of Christ, that we are seed of Christ, sons of God. It says, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Now that term, born again, in the Greek of the New Testament, is the Greek word geneo, which means generated from. In Genesis 1, verse 26 and 27, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them. Now, here we understand that God gave life to man and created man in His image and likeness. DNA is the molecule of life. It is present in all living organisms. And It is the physical manifestation of the spiritual, the gift of life. We learn from this, then, that God, when he generated us out of Jesus, said we were born from above or born again, and he implanted in our spirit the spiritual DNA of God. It is the law of Genesis, chapter 1. Every seed reproduces after its own kind. When Adam and Eve fell, God spoke to the serpent. And he said to the serpent, I will put enmity, which means strife, between your seed and the seed of the woman. Now, that word for seed is the Hebrew word zera, and it means physical seed. And what God was saying in Genesis 3:15 was that from that time on, Satan would have offspring. There is a satanic seed line on the earth even today. And God said, I will put enmity between your seed and the seed of the woman. That's Eve. Believers came from the seed of Eve. What is seed? Any biologist will tell you that seed is 100% DNA, and every seed reproduces after its own kind. So, if you plant tomato seeds, you will reap a harvest of tomatoes. And if you take the seeds from those tomatoes and replant them, you will reap another harvest of tomatoes. Every seed reproduces after its own kind. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, Satan injected his DNA into them, and they took on a sin nature. He contaminated the seed line of Eve. And how did he do it? With words. He used words to contaminate the DNA of Adam and Eve. Recently, in modern times, Russian scientists have demonstrated that human DNA can be changed by words. By speaking to them, the strands of DNA in a cell, when isolated, can change in response to words. If you speak harmful words against them, the strands of DNA crinkle. They crunch up. They bunch together. And if you speak loving words to DNA, the Russian scientists reported that the strands of DNA relax and stretch out. DNA responds to words. And so we learn that the born-again experience means that we are called sons of God. That means that spiritual DNA imparted by Christ to us develops the new creation in us when we are born again. That is, when we invite Christ into our hearts to be personal Lord and Savior, by trusting faith, turning from our sin. He implants his DNA into our spirit man. And the scripture says we are now a new creation. What does that mean? The contaminated DNA of Satan that was injected into Adam and Eve at the time of the fall, and which we inherited from Adam and Eve, is no longer active in us. And the DNA of God has deactivated the DNA of Satan. So the scripture tells us we are a new creation. You see, Satan changed the DNA of Adam and Eve through defilement. They became something other than what they were created to be. There was no death before the fall. Adam heard God's warning, but it meant nothing to him, because no one had ever died. He had nothing to compare with. Satan introduced the death gene into Adam and Eve's DNA. Scientists are now telling us that DNA contains a death gene that shuts the body off at a pre-appointed time. That proves DNA alteration by Satan, because Satan had the power of death at that time. Their DNA became defiled. and they went from being holy to being profane before God. When we speak faith-filled words and confess the word of God over ourselves, God backs the words of your mouth. That changes your DNA. When there is sin, there is a gene, a DNA gene of Satan that is activated that carries out and triggers that sin. We learn that from Isaiah 44, verses 24 to 26, and Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So through the indwelling of God's Holy Spirit, when we accept Christ, that is, become born again of His Spirit, God's Spirit imparts God's DNA to us. It is activated in us. The DNA of God. We read about it in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God is the DNA of God. That's why Scripture says, we become sons of God. You see, God's DNA in us has the life of God in it and in us, and is living and able to reproduce itself because it is not just physical, but spiritual also. We read about this in 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 to 13. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. That DNA of God is activated by God's Spirit through our faith. John 6:54. Who eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. You see, physical DNA cannot give you eternal life. Spiritual DNA is required also. So when we become born again, God imparts that spiritual DNA to our spirit man and the physical DNA to our physical man, and He works our salvation out through that. God's DNA in us unites our spirit man with His Spirit. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. When God's DNA is imparted to us by the born-again experience, so that the Scripture says we are now sons of God, every seed reproduces after its own kind, Genesis 1, the law of Genesis. It does not say that we are the Son of God. We are a Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God from which all is imparted. But Jesus, by imparting His DNA to us, gives us eternal life and a new birth. We are called in Scripture a new creature. And when that impartation occurs, Jesus cancels the DNA of Satan. In 2 Corinthians 5:17 we read, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are passed away. That satanic DNA that Satan injected into Adam and Eve, and which was passed down to us as offspring of Adam and Eve, is canceled. It's done away with. All things are made new. What does that mean? We now have the DNA of God, the life molecule of God that brings us into eternal life. God's DNA breaks satanic sin DNA. We read about this in Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? The DNA of God switches off sin DNA of Satan. 1 John 3:9. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him. That is Jesus' seed, Jesus' DNA. Remember, seed is 100% DNA. Any kind of seed, physical seed, spiritual seed, is 100% DNA. 1 John 3:9 says, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his, Christ's, seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. Where is the sin in us coming from? It's coming from demonic spirits. You see, the soul man has to be saved also. When John said, we sin no more, he was speaking of the spirit man, because Christ indwells the spirit man, and where Christ indwells us, there can be no sin. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. What does that mean? The DNA of God cancels or switches off permanently the Adamic nature and the sin DNA of Satan. We also learn from Scripture that your physical DNA also has spiritual codes in it because of the life spirit in it. Psalm 139:16 tells us, your eyes did see my unformed substance, yet being imperfect, and in your book all my members were written. That refers to the genetic code of God, which in continuous were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. Speaking of our parts, we see that this is inferring that there are spiritual codes of DNA that God put in us. They were written in his book. All my members were written, it says. That's all the parts of our body. Our body is composed of physical DNA. The number of days ordained for me were coded in DNA. That refers to the so-called death gene that God permitted. DNA determines all that we are, present and future, and all that we will become. Why? Because it's a spiritual code as well as a physical code that has been imparted to us by the Holy Spirit. So we must conquer and deactivate the sin DNA of Satan. In Genesis 4:7, we read, if you do well, shall you not be accepted? He was talking here to Cain, and he continues, and if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and unto you shall be his desire, and you shall rule over him. If we do well, we shall rule over Satan. We shall overrule his DNA. We shall conquer and deactivate it by our faith confession, by our decrees. Job 22:28. In that day you shall decree a thing, it shall be established for you. You see, sin activates and creates a pact with Satan, and the sin DNA of Satan creates a bondage program. We become programmed by that DNA. DNA determines behaviors, physical characteristics, intellectual properties, and many other things. I'm talking about physical DNA. Our spiritual DNA is from God, so it predestines our purpose and destiny. Adam and Eve's DNA was altered by Satan. We read in Romans 5:16-19, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. This speaks of Adam and Eve's DNA being altered by Satan. False spirits will try to gain access to you to change your DNA. N-A. And so we are warned of this in 1 John 4:1-4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know you the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And when you speak to them in your thoughts, you must make them say the whole thing. Jesus Christ is God come in the flesh. And if they will not say it all, they are not of God. Bind them and cast them to the pit in Christ Jesus' name. Then we continue in verse 4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It continues in verse 5 and 6 of 1 John 4. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world. Here they're releasing words. And the world hears them. In other words, the world receives their words. What does that do? It alters the DNA and they take on satanic DNA changes. It continues. We are of God. He that knows God hears us. He that is not of God hears us not. Hereby know we the spirit of truth from the spirit of error. What does the spirit of error do? Imparts sin activation of satanic DNA. God made you in his image and likeness. Satan tries to copy all that God does. That's why he tries to impart his sin DNA through sin to try to make you and me into his image and likeness of what he wants us to be. God has better plans for us. And when you become born again, God comes to your ready defense and cancels the DNA of Satan and activates the DNA of God in you. Let me ask you a question. Do you have the DNA of God? Have you become born again of God's Spirit? Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. That's the door of the heart. He who opens the door and invites me in, I will come into him and fellowship with him and he with me. It's self-proving. And when he comes in, he will impart the DNA of God the Father and his DNA and that of the Holy Spirit into your spirit man, and you will become a new creation. Spiritually, old things are passed away. All things are become new. Are you ready? Pray this prayer aloud now, won't you? Being willing to turn from your sin, the Lord Christ Jesus will clean you up and lead you in what to do.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.